We're learning this morning that Israel has set a date for a ground invasion of the city of Rafah. It comes as Palestinians are beginning to return to other cities that the Israeli military previously took over. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem this morning. Robert, good morning. The settlement in question will be Khan Yunis. Palestinians returning there and moving freely for the first time in quite some time. What are they finding there as they return?
Well, mass destruction, really. The Israelis were in there for several months, operating above ground and, of course, in the tunnels underground. And Hamas, this is basically a big Hamas stronghold. It was believed, at least at one time, that the leaders of Hamas were hiding out underground there, but they apparently escaped further south to the town of Rafah. But mass destruction, according to various figures, about half of the buildings there have been damaged or destroyed.
Oh, dear. And I believe there's a lot of international scrutiny going on for this potential, or for the now the date being set for the invasion of Rafah. We're expecting a similar situation to unfold. And a lot of criticism coming from outside forces, the U.S., especially a lot of folks in Europe as well.
Yeah, so we're talking there about the city of Rafah that I mentioned, which is on the border with Egypt, and that's where these displaced Palestinians, more than a million, have moved because the Israeli military was operating further north. But that's where the last four battalions of Hamas are believed to be hiding out in underground tunnels. And just today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that Israel still plans to go in there. Now, you mentioned the date. He did say that there is a date. We don't know what that date is. A bluff. The United States certainly doesn't want this to happen because it's very concerned that with all those civilians there living in tents, that there could be mass casualties. We're waiting and seeing. The Israelis say they are going to go in, but it's not clear. Right now, there's no sign on the ground that this is imminent.
Got it. And it comes as well as other condemnation and criticism is coming for other incidents that have happened in and around that area in recent weeks. Looking last week at the missile strike on the Iranian embassy in Syria, and there's some tensions going on in that area as well. They're saying, oh, it was unintentional. But what's the latest on that part of the conflict?
Yeah, that's a big concern that this could spread from Gaza all the way to Iran. So what happened was that the Israelis targeted the Iranian consulate in Damascus several days ago and killed a top general from the Revolutionary Guard along with five or six other operatives in the heart of Damascus. And since then, Iran has threatened to retaliate. The Pentagon has said that they expect them to retaliate as well. But it's not clear where will they strike from and how. So, but the nation here, Israel, is certainly on edge because if they do carry out some kind of daring strike against Israel, then Israel would have to retaliate, and then you see the war expanding.
Yikes. Yeah. And it's already becoming an issue in The Hague as well. We've got lawyers representing Germany this morning at the World Court arguing against claims that their weapons funding is facilitating genocide in the Gaza region. They're not the only country being accused of that right now.
Well, the bigger genocide picture is that this is kind of a separate case from the bigger genocide case that South Africa brought there at the World Court, and the World Court probably won't decide on that for quite a while. However, they have asked Israel to take measures to prevent genocide, and Israel is supposed to present a report that it's doing that. There have been a lot of charges in the international community that Israel is violating international law in Gaza.
Right. And as we've seen with other world cases over the past couple of years, it's taking a while for those court cases to be resolved or even just come to a trial. We expect something similar with these cases as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, the World Court will not judge immediately. But as I said, they did issue an interim order that it's possible that Israel is committing genocide. Just to make clear, Israel and the United States saying that isn't true. The that, you know, Hamas is using civilians as human shields. And the United States basically agrees with that, although it has called Israel out for too many civilian casualties there in Gaza.
There it is. CBS's Robert Berger reporting from Jerusalem with all the latest going on in the Middle East and beyond. Robert, again, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.